great. Looks like the pipes
have frozen.
Yeah.
Or froze. You just said froze.
Yeah. And when they do that, do they ever, you know, you say the pipes?
Well, it'd be burst, but probably at that time you'd say the pipe's busted.
Yeah, right. Yeah, me too. All the time. Or say containers that get used to. I don't know if they do this anymore, but a lot of flour would be shipped to. People talked about sitting around the cracker
barrel.
Yeah. Do you ever see barrels used for shipping things anymore or anything at all?
Just for oil. Just we don't use them unless it's for oil.
Right.
That's chemicals are the most things shipped in barrels now.
I see. Or say, again talking about containers, if you wanted to buy a large quantity of, say, lard maybe, or molasses, something like that, you have any idea what that would come in?
Let's see. Lard would come in a tub, and molasses would come in a barrel. That's what they would call it. It might be a plastic container or any kind of container, but they would call it usually a barrel.
I see. Well, let me ask you this. In your part of the country, do people ever refer to a container like that as, say, a stand of lard, a stand of lard, a stand of molasses?
No.
Or this thing that you would use, say, if you were pouring something into a small mountain bottle in order to avoid...
Oh, a funnel.
Use a funnel. And if you... something a little bit different, if you were driving a buggy, the thing that you would crank around the horse's
the
head.
The whip.
Or when you go to a store, make a purchase, the grocer would probably put your purchase in a
bag.
What would that be made out of, probably?
Paper.
Something like, say, 50 pounds of flour that you picked up at the store, what would you expect that to come in?
In a tow sack.
In a tow sack. Could you describe that to me?
Well, it would be different. I wouldn't expect the flour to come in a tow sack, but that's what it would be called. I would expect it to come in a linen. They sometimes use paper now, but it would be a linen, sort of a thick linen container for the flour. But a tow sack is like what potatoes and rougher substances used to come out, made out of burlap. Yeah. It was sewn together loosely around the edges.
I see. So the tow sack is the sack is made out of that fairly rough
burlap, and the flour sack is made out of linen, but in just everyday speech they wouldn't differentiate.
Do you ever hear people call that a burlap sack or a croaker sack, something like that?
No, sometimes they would call it burlap, but never.
Or say if a farmer had to take some corn to the mill, is there any particular term that he'd use for just the amount of corn that he could take at one time? Or maybe if not corn, the amount of wood that he could carry in his arms at one time? Is there anything that you know of that would cover that?
Just a load, that's all.
Just a load. I see. Maybe ever heard people say something like a jag of wood or arm load of wood or something like
arm
that?
Arm load, but never. Yeah.
I see. What about talking about corn? Have you ever heard the expression a turn of corn?
No.
Just the amount that could be carried one time. You haven't heard that. Say, if one of your electric lamps burned out, the thing that you'd have to replace, that you just call that the
light bulb.
Yeah. And getting back to containers for a minute. When a woman has finished washing her clothes, the thing that she would probably use to carry her clothes out to the line, and that would be a
wash basket.
Yeah.